Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This empowering radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you to have a new relationship with money, to be smart with your money, to invest, to save, and to watch your money grow as you build your new empire, leaving legacies that you're proud of. Join Marty, Michelle, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Welcome, everyone, to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I am with Marty Rogers. And do we have an amazing show for you today? We believe in women. We empower women, and we have the wealth formula today for financial independence. And Marty is here to educate us and share with us those tools and strategies that we need so that we can set up foundations that really support a thriving environment. Because a secure financial future depends on how we address our individual circumstances. There is no one way of preparing what's right for everyone, but there are common elements. By clearly assessing our current situation, we can determine particular needs to work toward a secure financial future. This begins with becoming empowered and understanding the key steps for financial independence. Thank you, Marty, for bringing this topic to the fore today and educating us on how to build this foundation.
Absolutely. Exactly what you said. Thank you so much. And I know that you and I both have our pens and little notepad, and I encourage everybody else to do that too, if you feel so inclined, because we're going to do some fun, steps today and figuring out how, you know, numbers really work for us to our advantage. And that starts with understanding and being focused on it. So I know that this is it's exciting subject.
It really is. Knowledge is power, right? And it's really about empowering ourselves with strategy and what it is that we really need to concern ourselves with when it comes to our financial wealth and financial independence. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are strategies and ways and concerns that that are there. There's like, I don't know, how many concerns are there when it comes to your financial independence?
Yeah, well, typically there are 7 financial concerns that, you know, when I talk to people about it, they're like, yes. And out of those, people pick, you know, about 2 to 3, you know. And before I kind of get into that, I'm just really grateful that the message that you bring and the message that I'm bringing today, as each week has gone by, it's just impressing on me in a deeper way just how much, you know, connected they are. You know, I'm just really amazed by that. I don't know about you, but I feel really like this is like a you know, blessing of your intentions and mine coming together. And so that people can really, you know, benefit and thrive from it. And I really see a lacking of awareness and people talking about it. So today I want to just say, you know, open your mindset to just really delving into this, because it's going to up-level you financially and spiritually. So that being said, I'm now ready, Cornelia, to get into the 7 financial concerns. And I'd so appreciate it if you could kind of role play with me.
Absolutely. I would love to do that.
You're a great sport.
Thank you so much. But before we get in, I just want to say again and remind the listeners of your past shows that we've done.
Yes.
And so that they can go to, your website, because yes. your website live and running and has the has all your shows that you've done on Transformation Talk Radio. So they can follow the steps and follow the theme.
Absolutely.
Because everything was leading onto each other.
Exactly.
So they can get, let the listeners know how they can get to your website.
Okay. So you can get to my website, financialidentityforwomen.com. And I have a book coming out, and there's an area where you can put in your contact information. And when it's ready, you will receive a free copy of it. It's called Financial Identity for Women, Empowering Women to Build Legacy Wealth. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, and it's wonderful for people to go and catch up on the past shows. And also, I want to let everyone know that both you and I, you mentioned our collaboration together, both you and I are also offering private coaching, and also we're also offering business opportunities and individual opportunities on how you can earn money and
yes.
how you can, shift your financial strategy in your life and build a better foundation. And you can contact Marty, and you can also contact me. We both offer similar things, but they're different.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. Super important.
Yeah.
Great. So are you ready?
I'm ready to role play.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So as we open this up, there are seven key concerns that people are concerned with, you know, at all times. At least these concerns are present, but each of us may have our own, maybe two to three that concern us most. Okay, so I'm going to say what they are, and you can write them down, and then I'm going to ask you to pick about two to three which ones are most important to you at this time.
Got it. Good? Yep.
Okay. So the first one is taxes. What tax benefits may avail a person? And two is growth potential of their money, their investments. Three is risk of losing money in investments. Number four is protection, making sure that their money is protected and safe. Number five is a big one. It's accessibility. People have the concern of needing to access it, okay?
Yeah.
In liquid form. Number six is legacy. They want to leave as much of their resources to their heirs, to their loved ones. And number seven is probate avoidance, which is another big one.
Okay.
So you have those written down?
I do.
Okay, great. So out of those seven that I have just mentioned, Cornelia, let us know what would be, you know, two, three at the most would be of most importance to you at this time.
For me, right out of the gate, it's going to be taxes.
Okay.
Because I am coming from a millionaire mindset, and that is my trajectory of growing a $1 million business.
Right.
And so that's number one. Taxes is going to be number one. Also, growth potential. I'm curious about that. And I would say legacy. So those two to three things I would be interested in.
Wonderful. Well, that doesn't surprise me. So thank you for playing along with that. And from there, I'm going to segue, okay?
And sure.
Taxes is usually often part of this equation. So let's say you're taking a mathematical formula, right? And how you line up the numbers. So we're going to do that with the following. Okay. So you take money, all the money you have in one place, and then you add time. Because over time, that's how money grows. That's how you create more, right?
Yes.
Then what can determine your net wealth is plus or minus taxes and plus or minus rate of return. Okay. So getting to the rate of return specifically, rate of return is going to determine how much is going to grow, or the minus could be, you know, depending on where you have your monies positioned, could also determine how much loss there is. Okay. Now, positioning yourself in the positive is the goal. When you take inflation, which consistently increases about 2-4% each year, that's what's going to start taking away the money. Also, taxes. Rate of taxes that one pays, that also takes away. So when you add up and then subtract inflation and taxes, the goal is to try to be still staying ahead. So your net wealth is going to be the number that equates to where you are when you have your money plus time. And with time, we make money that could be personal, our personal efforts, residual income, and then leverage when you're building a company and you're leveraging, you know, people's time when they're working for you. And that's how we, you know, create and build wealth, those three ways. Now, if I told you that there were strategies that could shelter your taxes, you'd probably want to know about it.
Yes.
And there's strategies that can leverage the growth potential of your investment. You'd also want to know about that.
Yes.
So that would, let's say I were to take away the negative from your rate of return and only say you're going to be guaranteed a positive. And I could show you ways how you could put your money into the investment where you're guaranteeing your investment to grow tax-free. So you have the leverage power of 10%, let's just say for a round number, and it's growing tax-free. Do you pay your taxes? Yes, you do. You'd be paying your taxes up front. But as it grows, as that investment compounds to a million and beyond, that's compounding tax-free.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the way that we show and help people focus on building wealth starts from the three basic steps of making the money, okay? We take the money that we make, and then we keep it, meaning you save a certain percentage, and then we show you how you can grow it. Maximize growth potential, and also maximize tax shelters.
So this is like a no-brainer for everybody that it really it's something that is so smart. So
the resources are there. I'm sorry to cut you off, but the resources are there, and this is how we help people build legacy.
Yes.
To build a legacy that could be transitioned with tax shelters, growth potential, protection against risk of loss, guaranteed growth and compounding interest for you instead of having interest compounding on debt, you know? So this is a topic that's very near and dear to my heart because I am not a spectator. I personally can relate to this. You know, once I found my true disposition to help myself and my family, it just was a no-brainer. Like, okay, now my purpose is anchored deep. People must know about this. I don't know what's going to happen to all these precious souls. And I knew from the visionary that you are, Cornelia, you see people from that perspective too, like these precious souls, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I love that, you know, you've got the legacy. That's really that is the vision, and then how to make it practical and make it real.
Right.
And actually bring it into your new beginning. So to make 2019 a year where you begin to build your legacy. And, you know, we can all look at, we've done so many shows about this, and we've talked a lot about this, about our past.
Right.
And what we weren't educated on, and what we didn't know, and what what went wrong,
right,
and all these things. And you know, this is all good, but really it comes down to what it is that we're doing now.
Absolutely.
What it is that we're doing now, and it's about our intention, it's about our commitment, and it's about what it is that we're willing to do. And right, are you willing to be all in?
Yes, I love that. I was really taking every single word at that beginning stage, like, are you in, you know, for yourself, you know, I love that.
Yeah. Are you in? And not to let fear, not to let your lack of resources, not to let your debt, or not to let anything, what, you know, the unstable situation, the way that we're finding ourselves in America right now in particular, but you know, in whatever situation that you may be in, not to let that stop you from going, hey, I'm going to change this, and the resources are there. Because as soon as you decide that I'm going to make this commitment and I'm going to change and I'm going to do this, everything, the universe, everything is going to line up to conspire to support you.
It is. And bringing light to this is key.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what other people are feeling on the inside until they bring the words to light. I'm amazed over and over again, you know, the calmness compared to afterwards when people say, these are the feelings I was feeling on the inside until you helped me get out of debt, start putting things in like the right container by knowing how to. And it's nobody's fault.
Yeah.
This was never brought to us as children, you know?
Yeah. And it is now. And so
it is now.
One of the things, you know, last week when I was speaking with Michelle, I actually said on the show, you know what? We're all teenagers learning how to do this now, because, we're just learning how to do all of this, and we're just becoming educated and becoming smart and becoming empowered, especially women,
yes,
finding women, supporting women, empowering women, so that we can, again, build foundations that support every child, every
yes,
child left behind, that every child has what it is that they need in order to be set up in an environment where they're thriving,
right,
not surviving.
Exactly. And it begins with us, enlightening us, each other, ourselves, so that we can impart that on our children.
Not only do you, Marty, do you, you know, have this piece with the educational piece of what you're doing with World Financial Group and what it is that you're doing, but you're also, you know, you're also venturing off on your own empowerment of women, and where you're building leadership and empowering women to build their businesses.
Absolutely.
So you have business opportunities that are available for women.
Absolutely.
That I really want to point out that if you're looking for a new career and you're looking for something that's really going to support you, might want to contact Marty
yes,
and have a conversation with her on it, because you never know what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, one of our past listeners has done exactly that. She listened to the shows and was really inspired. And since that time, her whole entire financial life has changed, and all for the better, all because of being in the right place at the right time. And she had decided that she was going to make.
Very much so. Courageous. Courageous. So courageous. I'm amazed. She inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
She inspires me. So I feel blessed. And it's just a testament to you, because, you know, you were the credibility and trust. And she says, I absolutely trust Cornelia. So that's why I had no qualms of reaching out. So,
yeah, it's wonderful. So please, you know, feel free to contact Marty at
financialidentityforwomen.com. Leave your contact. You can also reach out to me on Facebook, Marty Rogers. And my number is 408-856-4548.
Wonderful. And so now, Marty, tell us about the three steps towards wealth creation. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, let's talk about that. So the three steps I've said it, but I want to make sure I emphasize it again. So typically we, you know, from our early youth, we start out in school, we go through school, get good grades as we were taught, right? Get educated and go get a good job, right? And so when we do that, typically, especially now, a lot of people are coming out of college with a lot of student loan debt. So when they embark on their careers, they're not focused on saving. They're often more concerned about the debt piece. So typically what we do is when people start to make money, we have to show them that they have to keep it. They have to keep a certain percentage of it at least and consistently. Previous shows, probably maybe one of the very first shows, I emphasized getting into the habit of saving, making saving a habit. And I remember you said, how much? And it's not really for me to say an actual number at this point. It's a one-to-one thing. You have to kind of assess how much is coming in, what needs to go out, etc. But the habit is actually the primary key. The primary key is to habitually save. Even if at first it's less than what the target goal would need to be, it's the habit, because it just becomes a reflex. It's just automatic what you do, right? Over time, it starts to accumulate. And when it's especially positioned in a vehicle that's going to leverage it, let's say at 8 to 10% growth, that's powerful. That's very, very impactful. And that's how I've structured my children's future. And when people, you know, come to me as clients, I help them do that for themselves and their children, including business partners.
That's wonderful. Yes. What reminded me of this habit piece that you're talking about, when I came here from Germany, where I was born and raised, and I came to this country in 1978, when my mother married my stepfather, and he, first time when he took her to the bank to get a checking account and helped my mom with that, right? You know, I was 13, so I wasn't part of that piece, but he took her to the bank, got her a checking account and all of that, and then got her a savings account. And my mom didn't have a job when we got here, so she wasn't working. So since he was the sole provider at that time, he had all of a sudden a wife and three children, and you know, on a single income and taking care of everybody, it was quite a bit to deal with. But what he would do is, out of his paycheck, he would give her $5. Every 2 weeks or whatever, when he would get paid, and he would tell her, I want you to go to the bank and I want you to go and deposit this in the bank account, teaching her this habit of saving. And she was so embarrassed, because she would walk into the bank with a $5 bill and, you know, and was embarrassed that he asked her to go to the bank and put $5 into their savings account so that she can get into the habit of saving. But that habit was all it took, because from that point forward, you know, the $5 increased to $100, and then it increased to $200, and increased to $500, and it just kept on getting bigger and bigger, to where it was the habit that you're talking about.
Yes, and I would actually, what you said here, there's gold, okay? Because I would take it down to the next level, like the inclusion of that, the inclusivity, the you know, honor and regard and respect of, like, I want you to go do this. Like, we are a team. We are together on this, you know, and that's how I see it. That's where I went to, instead of, I don't want to bother her. It's okay. You know, I'll take care of it. But to really kind of put like that foundation within her, so she can lead herself, if it had come to that. But I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, that was, you know, and this is a story we tell in our family, you know, a lot. We talk about it a lot, you know. And also, you know, I was recently with my godson at the bank, you know, on his birthday. He's almost eight. I think, yeah, he's almost eight. And we're at the bank. And so I told him that, you know, for his birthday, I'm going to give him half of the money that I'm going to give him that he can spend, and the other half that I'm going to give him he has to deposit in his account. So I gave him, you know, that was the deal. And it was like, okay, you know, so that he knew the value of what this is going to do. And so, and then I was saying to him, you know, by the time you're 18 years old, you're going to have so much money in your bank and we're going to be doing that. He really wanted to take all the money and spend it on a gift and spend it on a toy and do whatever, just like all kids do. Right.
Right.
But that was the rule. That was the rule. And that was what we did. And so it was just perfect, you know?
Well, he's going to be telling stories about you.
Totally.
my godmother, Cornelia, did this for me, and I so appreciate her.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. And actually, you know, to your point about our listener that reached out to me a few weeks ago, one of the first things she said to me when we met on Zoom was, you know how Cornelia was talking about that her godchild and she took him to the bank? I said, yes. She goes, I want to do that for my boys.
Oh, that's great.
The very first thing. So I just wanted to point that out to you.
Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I think I might have mentioned that. I don't know, but I wanted to make sure that I really mentioned that again.
Yeah.
So
wonderful.
You.
Yeah, it's what we do for each other. You know, we're teaching each other now how we would have parented, how we would have been, what we're doing. And you know, all the children of the world are our children.
Yes.
It's up to us to educate and empower and show and model the new way. And
right.
So I just want to say, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. The truth is to begin where you are and to start now, right?
Absolutely. And to add to that is you don't have to do it alone. You know, there might be somebody in your life who you're very close to who could be that moral support, you know? So oftentimes I feel like it's actually a wise thing to actually allow yourself to be supported by whatever means is there to help you. Yes.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have the support, you know, because there's no shame to have. Again, it's like, you know, it's nobody's fault. It's like you said.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that if you don't do something about your situation today out of the fear or out of the sabotage or out of the doubts or whatever, that would be the only thing. But don't let that stop you.
Right, right. And just real quick, the three things is making money, keeping money, and growing it. Those are the three basic steps.
Or wealth creation.
Wealth creation.
Making money, keeping it, and growing it.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are the three steps. That's a good reminder. So wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, you're going to tell us about some more amazing tips.
Yes.
Wealth creation and also our legacy, building our legacy. So stay tuned, everybody. And thank you for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And we'll be right back.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
We're back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Marty Rogers. And during the break, we were talking about the enemies, Marty. There are enemies when it comes to habits and different things. I think you're going to help us and break this down so that we can really understand what the enemies are.
Right. So just to recap real quick on the three basic steps to building wealth is we got to make money, and then we take the money that we make and we set aside consistently a certain amount, and then we position it so it's going to grow for us short term, mid term, long term. Right now, when we're not focused on this from the beginning, once we start out our careers or at any point in our career, that's when we make money, we spend it, we borrow it, we get ourselves into debt. And it's attached to what's called interest. And that interest compounds. And that's how we get ourselves into trouble. And we have resources to help people get out of trouble, which is the good news. But we help people over time get themselves into a position where they can start moving in the opposite direction. And that's very rewarding. I have a friend and a business partner who, since 2017, when I met her, just came out of Cal Berkeley, had some debt. We were able to put her in a position where she was on a debt elimination plan by 2020.
Wow.
Next year. So by June of this year, if not maybe even before it, she's going to be debt free. And she's opened up a vehicle to consistently save money every single month. And it's guaranteed to grow in the positive direction and guaranteed to grow tax-free. And she feels very proud and empowered. And she's not even 30 years old. This is a big deal.
That's huge.
So she's a very, young but old soul,
Yeah.
So that just makes me feel really, really excited. And I really want to help reach more and more young people because it's very possible. Whatever age, but it would be a mistake to ignore the youth,
I think that's really, it needs to be a focus of is to really focus on the young people. It's good for, any age, like you said, but the young people, they are the ones that are you know, the future leaders of our planet. And absolutely. So they need to have good, solid foundations. I mean, and the feelings that these young people are faced with of this huge financial debts that they're carrying and what those feelings do inside the physical body in their relationships. And, you know, just making you feel completely overwhelmed a lot of people act on their feelings. I mean, so act on their emotions and then, you know, it just spirals and it's really important.
Yes, to focus you're actually hitting exactly on those three points of the enemy. So enemy number one is ignorance, because if people were never taught or informed, they're unaware, right? So by default, they're not thinking or focused on saving their money. Secondly is lack of discipline. If they don't know it, they're not disciplined because no one's really talking to them about it. And then three is poor decisions. So that's going to also default to poor decisions. And I already kind of talked about the effect of that. And so it's very empowering and it brings in a lot of hope. And enthusiasm. When people really get excited and hopeful and then they see the picture, it's like me seeing it from the very beginning again, but seeing it from their perspective. And that's very empowering too. So that's what I wanted to mention about that.
Wow. So you know, the three enemies that this is usually what stops people from even being able to take action. And the first one is ignorance, not being empowered and not looking at what is going on in the financial life and making it a point to change. That's a huge piece, wouldn't you say?
I would absolutely say that too, because like I said on previous shows, like it's very a personal point for me to empower my sons.
Yeah.
Like I said to my son, who's 21 now, I said, if something happens to me tomorrow and I left you without being informed, that's generational. That's something that can't be undone. You know, hopefully, you know, he'd come across somebody who would enlighten him, but I can't bank on that. So, and the beauty is that it's just simple, consistent, habitual steps. Even if it's not on target, if it's still, it's something, it's consistency. Consistency is everything.
It is. And it's being consistent with everything. And that is, you know, with having good feeling thoughts, having good behaviors and actions.
Absolutely.
That you're taking on a consistent level.
Yes.
To build your foundation that the kind of financial freedom that you want to live in.
Absolutely.
So that you can feel good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, it's important that people, you know, I state this once again, it's a one-to-one thing. So this is not something that we're going through right now. It's like everybody can take it and move on because everybody has their particular situation. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm more than happy to provide one-on-one time if you want to go through this for yourself and see how you could position yourself in the positive. Okay, so once again, if it's okay, I'm just going to mention real quick, my website is financialidentityforwomen.com. Please leave your contact information so I can send you my free ebook once it's ready. And Marty Rogers on Facebook, and my number 408-856-4548.
Right. And don't you have a free gift that you're offering today to our listeners?
I am. So it's going to be that. And I'm also going to do if you are open to this, a personal financial review. So you can have like, you know, a roadmap of where you are now and where you want to be. Because I think what's really important is people forget to, or they avoid dreaming, you know, really writing down their goals. And so I really want to invite people to give themselves permission, not based on where they are now, but based on where they want to be. And I promise you, I'm going to work with you to design a plan. And if you meet me halfway, we're going to have some success for sure.
That's wonderful. And so you would offer someone like a free consultation if they contacted you.
Yes.
With the telephone number that you gave. Let's give it one more time.
408-856-4548.
Awesome. I mean, that's, you know, a beautiful gift to take you up on, to take a free consultation. And
yes, no obligation either.
No obligation.
No obligation. Absolutely not. Yes. You know? And if I can't help you, if I feel like there's some other person that's better for you at this time, I will make sure that, you know, you are put in the right hands for sure.
Yeah, because I've sent you a few people, and some people, there was this one people that were just not, that you weren't able to really support them, but then you put them in contact with somebody that can.
Yes.
And so these kinds of things, at least to get started. I always just feel like, you know, people feel so much shame where they're at that is, they're just keeping it there. And instead of, okay, you know, I just don't care about it. I want out. I'm going to make that call. I'm going to take up this coach.
Absolutely.
This call, and I'm going to change it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are the type of people that we're not going to judge. We're here to really help and serve. We want to help people. So, and none of us are, you know, free from going through adversities ourselves, you know,
we take it and we learn from it. And we can relate because we remember the time when we were there ourselves.
Yes. So,
and that's actually what spurred us into the service that we're in today, being able to help other people, because we were in those positions ourselves. So we have that empathy. We know we can relate to all the feelings that are present, what you may be experiencing and what you may be going through.
Yes.
And so, you know, I just want to also offer anyone here that's listening to this call that if you haven't shifted or changed your relationship with the way that you feel about money, and you want to shift that, and also shift your negative limiting beliefs of scarcity, I wrote an ebook, and you can contact me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and I'll be happy to email that to you so that you can sit down and really feel good about the way that you feel about money, whether it is you have a dollar or you have hundreds of dollars. It doesn't matter, because it's all the same. It's an energetic resource of what we need in order to live on this planet. And the relationship that you have with money needs to be absolutely adoring. It needs to be feeling good and an adoring and a loving relationship with this amazing energy tool, with this amazing resource that we call money. But it's just that there has been so much shame around money and so much control and manipulation around money, and that money is the root of all evil. All those old negative beliefs that are not true. And so now let's build a new relationship with money, and let's build on foundations that are smart, that are sustaining, that are assisting us with making better habitual choices and being disciplined and growing and saving. And what are the steps again? Growing.
You make it.
You make it.
You keep it. And then you grow it.
There you go.
Because people can make it. There's a lot of people out there that know how to make it and make lots of it. But
they haven't
kept any. So the good thing is they know how to make it. It's like, okay, let's get busy. Let's start making lots of it.
Let's start making lots of it and put some of it away. So we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
During the break, Marty and I were talking about, it's always, the breaks are really good. They should also be recorded because we always get some good information. But we were talking about what an important piece it is, the emotional core wounding, right, Marty?
That's right.
And you were saying that it's an important piece to be able to get this also, because if without the basics of this, people act on their emotions. And when they don't take action based out of fear, shame, betrayal, and abandonment, and not feeling good enough, and the way that they feel about money, they're acting on their emotions, and then they're not making the change for the better. So it's really important to bring, like you said, to not be ignorant and to bring this into your awareness so that you can make better choices, right?
Absolutely.
And now that's going to lead us right into legacy. We're building our legacy, and what kind of legacy do we want to build, and what kind of legacy do we want to leave behind?
Right. Ultimately, we're going to leave one, you know.
No matter what.
No matter what. So why don't we like design something that, you know, we feel excited about, passionate about. And, you know, there's so many opportunities out there, and I'm sure you know many of them. People do vision board events. Some people even do them on Zoom, I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And these are ways to kind of start to awaken the goals and dreams that may have been dormant for a while, or perhaps not. You know I never tire of, you know, getting acquainted with my dreams and putting pictures on them. So really, you know, putting that together. Now there's key fundamentals of money and how it works. And I can't dive into it today, but I definitely can and will when people, you know, want to reach out and talk to me. It'll open your eyes even more of what the misconceptions are, so you can clearly hone in on how to focus your monies and your according with your goals and where you are in life to get the outcome that you ultimately want, you know? And that is key, because I mean, you will get the true facts and the true misconceptions. And then the outcome is like, oh, that's a crystal clear pathway. And that's when you know how to protect your money, grow your money, keep it free from risk, ensure that you can access it when you want to access it. I know that wasn't one of your three, but I'm sure that's still important to you, right?
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, pretty much any of those on that list are all, those are all key pieces at some point that you're going to be questioning. Maybe the two or three that were important to me right now, once they've been resolved and taken care of, then the other ones are going to come up.
Yes, absolutely. Once we clear that up, then by default, it's going to start to capture the other ones. You're like, and now this is how people avoid probate, which is a huge deal. You know, I just talked to a gentleman on Tuesday night at a meeting group, and he asked me what I was doing, and I told him, and he says, oh, I have my, you know, plan in place, which I said, it doesn't surprise me. Commendable. That's wonderful. And I said, however, what I learned for myself is I didn't have a strategy to avoid probate, which is what we defaulted to during that whole estate transfer after my mom passed away. That's why I bring this up. So that was relevant for me. And mm-hmm. So I was like, wow, this would reduce and eliminate a tremendous amount of pain for people.
Sure.
In fact, a lot of people assume that's just going to be part of it. But I can say that it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be painful, because you're already dealing with loss during that time. It's like, you don't want to have that to deal with too. You want, you know, the least amount of any kind of complications like that you have to deal with. Because we know there's also always family dynamics that are playing out.
Family dynamics. Absolutely. And it's also very expensive. Mm-hmm. It's also very costly. So it's emotional. You were just talking about that, emotions. And sometimes emotions play havoc on a loss. It's much more so than most of us realize. Like, some people think, oh yeah, that happens. And for me, I didn't see it coming myself. But, you know, time helps. But also knowing what you need to know, and, you know, the book, Financial Identity for Women. It's funny how, like, I was taking care of my mom, but I was also taking care of her estate. So there's the dangers of being a caregiver, because they can come with long-term stress effects. And when you are the sole person who's addressing it over a long period of time, that can be detrimental to the whole family, Cornelia.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah. And I mean, you know, everything that we're talking about here is, and it comes down to prevention. It really, preventative.
It does. I'm so glad you said that.
It comes down to prevention, like prevent, you know, like be proactive in
absolutely
prevent things. And so whether that is, you know, taking care of your physical body, building a great relationship with your money and your legacy, and being intentional about it, and choosing your financial freedom. Because we know in the old story, we have so many of us have grown up in poverty, and that is not the new relationship that we want to leave behind. We don't want to live in poverty, and it's not in our integrity to live in poverty, because we're way too evolved. We are way too evolved in consciousness to be living in poverty. It's time to heal and transcend and release old energy and let that go. And now build the new earth, be the inhabitants of the earth. Mm-hmm. I want to plug the Keeper of the Garden course. Go to my website at corneliastephanie.com so that you can learn how to process your emotions and not react. Because through the daily work in the Keeper of the Garden, I invite everyone to release anything that's no longer serving their path. And that's done through the emotional processing. It's $21, 21 days. less than 10 minutes a day, and it's a really powerful tool. So you can find that at corneliastephanie.com. There's a tab, Keeper of the Garden. Be sure to empower yourself with emotional processing, inner peace. There's nothing greater than that. Right. And so, Marty, we've just got a couple minutes left, and what is it that you want to wrap up with?
Great. Well, I have a book I'm reading right now, and I want to recommend it. It's sure. called The Power of Zero by David McKnight. And it's a quick read, but it's power-packed. How to get to 0% tax bracket and transform your retirement. There's a movie about to come out about this too. It's called The Tax-Free Train. And so I'm sharing like brand new information of what's to come. This movie is something that has really excited me this week to know that it's coming out. But 0% tax bracket is powerful. And good. There's a strategy to get there.
I'm going to get the book. Thank you so much for sharing that. And absolutely. So I just want to say thank you for the education today, Marty. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. Join us again next week when I bring on a lawyer. And he's going to be talking about his foundational message of what his legacy is all about. So looking forward to see you then. And thank you, Marty. And we'll see you all again next time on The Millionaire Imprint for Women.
Beautiful. Bye.
Bye, Marty.
Bye.
Thanks so much for being part of creating wealth for all women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love. Being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is Women Are Powerful with Money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.